Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, sunshine. It is a good morning for many at the federal and state level, as you well know now. Both budget issues have been resolved. And we appreciate the President Pro Tem of the Senate of Pennsylvania, Kim Ward, who represents the 39th District in Westmoreland County. Senator, good morning.
Good morning. It is a great morning. It's kind of amazing that both of those these budget issues cleared up the same day.
Yeah, it's actually coincidentally remarkable, but it is done, and a $50.1 billion budget for the state of Pennsylvania. As you know, Senator, many people saying, hey, what took so long? What were the sticking points, and how did it finally get resolved and done?
Well, in the beginning, the governor came out with a budget that was way off base, depending on streams of funding that didn't exist, such as marijuana and skill game taxes, and depended highly, a lot, on the federal government. And it would have spent down our rainy day fund, which would have resulted in increased taxes in the coming years. So that we had a really tough starting point. And then they started on the mass transit Philly SEPTA issue, which was, as it turns out, manufacturing crisis. It took up all the air out of the room. And that's what we focused on for, 2 months is getting SEPTA, or they're going to close down. They're going to close down lines. They're going to hurt our economy. And we didn't need to do it. We had a solution, and it turned out in the end they used that solution. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to find a recurring source of revenue for transit, because I think we do, but we didn't need that right in the middle of the budget impasse. So, we hit some rocks, and we got into some really tight spots, but in the end we came out with a budget that does not and will not result in a tax increase. We did not, that's the biggest thing, we didn't raise the taxes of people in Pennsylvania, which is what we promised. And that we were able to hold the line on that by not touching our rainy day fund and the interest on that rainy day fund. And I think the federal government shutdown is an example of why we can't touch that, because we need to have money if that happens. If they had not been able to settle that, one of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle from Philly had an idea that we take some of the interest on the rainy day fund and we fund SNAP. We can't leave people hungry. So we have to have those things in place. So it took long. It took a long time. We couldn't agree on things. But in the end, we spent more than we wanted to, but we got great policy. I mean, to pull us out of the Regional Green Gas House Initiative was major. Governor Shapiro had us in court, keeping us in that, trying to keep us in that. Governor Wolf put us in that unilaterally. We said in the Senate, we're taking you to court. You don't have the ability to raise taxes. So that raised taxes on business, on carbon, on coal, on natural, on all of our natural resources. So we got out of that. And that was part of what we did at the budget table. And that was so big for Pennsylvania. And the other thing I never thought I'd see in all of my years here is we now have some permitting. It will affect our natural resource production as deemed approved after 30 days instead of, 30 months. And these are very important to the economy of our Commonwealth because they create jobs. They create good jobs. Our Commonwealth is the largest electric supplier anywhere. We have natural resources. We can be Texas. And these two things free up these businesses to go and work, hire people, pay them good wages. We also helped the working poor with a program that if you are in a low income and you are working, you can get a tax rebate. So that helps, if you get, Larry, if you get $800, $900 a year, it doesn't mean anything, right? No, I'm teasing you. But it means a lot to a lot of people. So we took care of people in this. We took care of our economy. We didn't raise taxes. Overall, we ended up having a great budget. And the weight with the policy that the Republicans were able to bring to the table and ultimately get done was worth the wait, because this is going to help our state a lot. It's going to help us.
We're with Senator Kim Ward. Paul?
Yes, Senator, what was the turning point in the budget talks? There had to be some key moment.
So, I think we all realized that we needed to get this done. I think when we all sat down, knowing that we were up against a timeline here, people were going to be hurt. The federal government, I think, really, when they shut down, it affected us because that is affecting the people we represent, right? So we had to get this done. And when we could agree to the permitting reform a couple of weeks ago, because it takes a while to get all that in order, and pulling out of the Regional Green Gas House initiative, I think those two big, big policy wins on the Republican side of the aisle, I think it kind of cut through the tape there, and we were able to get finished.
All right. We appreciate the update. Any other details you'd like to share? The big one for most people is no tax increase, obviously. But do we have any idea when some of the funding will return to some of those who are waiting for money?
Oh, yes. I think they're going to see money in the next day or two. I mean, the treasurer can release it as soon as the governor signs a bill. And, that's all electronic. The other thing we were able to do is the entities that did borrow money from the state, they are not going to have to. She can forgive the interest on it. Stacey Garrity, the treasurer, can forgive the interest on it. So I think we did okay. Actually, it's more money than we wanted to spend, but it didn't raise taxes. It didn't touch our rainy day fund. It really helped our economy. We helped working people. When I say I should go a little bit, if I have another minute, that Regional Green Gas House initiative has caused people's electric rates to raise because of the uncertainty of what was going to happen with Reggie. In the court, their electric bills, the companies had been having to cover their cover their losses if the courts upheld Reggie. So this is going to stabilize that, and hopefully they don't see increases in electric bills for quite a while.
Well, we appreciate the update and your time. Hopefully you can get a little rest in the meantime. And as what Marty says about you, Senator? He gets all fired up. The most powerful woman in the state.
you say that in my house. Go ahead. All right.
Senator, thank you. Appreciate the time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You got it. That is pro tem of the Senate of Pennsylvania, Kim Ward. So she kind of gave you, you know, we had both sides. Yesterday we talked to Jay Costa. Today Kim Ward to kind of get their take on this budget agreement.
And I love, by the way, Larry, that you getting Jay Costa on the air early yesterday with the news that they did have a deal. We were the first to have that, and I love when that happens.
Well, you know what? We have in Pennsylvania a little better, even though there's great division between parties, there's a little more cohesiveness compared to the federal level.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you feel like you're talking to adults. Our little soiree here. So how we set this up are questions that Aaron Ferragonio has for Paul and me, but I get a lifeline. And today we have a celebrity lifeline participant, Jared Bacher, CEO and executive director of Visit Pittsburgh. Jared, are you mentally prepared for this? We kind of just threw this on you.
Larry, I have never been more excited in my life.
Yeah, he's trying to make it sound like it's all coincidental, but they're bringing in a ringer. I know what's going on here.
All right. Well, that said, Jared, I hope you're good at
geography.
Yeah. Okay, Aaron, fire away.
Okay, our first question is, which U.S. state has the longest total coastline?
Who's first?
I know. I literally, Larry, let's have you go first.
I'm going to say Florida.
Alaska.
All right. Paul takes this one.
It's Alaska?
It's Alaska. All right. Question number two, Paul, you're going to answer this first. Mm-hmm. Which continent covers land in all four hemispheres? I'll do multiple choice. A, Asia, B, Africa, or C, South America?
Africa.
Larry?
Neville Island.
Jared, do you want to chime in?
Jared, do you have, which one are you going with?
I'm going to have to go with Africa. That seems to make the most sense.
Okay.
All right, since you got Jared's help, that's a tie. That's a tie. Paul's
Thank you, Jared.
Breaking them in, yeah. And our last question, the Amazon River flows primarily through which country?
Amazon, Africa. Oh, which country?
Yes.
In Africa.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want, I have multiple choice. I can give multiple choice, and Paul's going to go first. A, Peru, B, Brazil, or C, Ecuador?
Brazil.
Larry?
I'm going to go with Brazil. Jared?
100%.
We're going Brazil.
Okay, you guys crushed that. But was that a little more challenging for you this week?
Yeah.
Not for Paul.
No, total
Not for
recall,
our anchor
Paul.
Man.
He slammed. He won one by one. Mm-hmm. So
my favorite category on Jeopardy is geography.
Yeah.
Oh, that explains.
So there it is then.
All right. Thank you,
thank
Paul.
Thank you, guys.
And Jared Bacher, you're also going to get a $25 gift certificate to Coons Quality Foods as a little bonus to our conversation. And Jared is actually here to talk about Visit Pittsburgh, brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh, and holiday travel leading into a banner year. And it looks like with the shutdown ending, Jared, air travel will get back to normal here in the next few days, hopefully. But we got a lot of stuff going on. So let's start with the official kickoff with Light Up Night.
A week away, Larry. Can you believe it? I don't know what happened to 2025, but in a week's time, we're back at Light Up Night again.
Yeah, I participated in this for many years. How many people show up?
Well, Light Up Night is just, as you know, is the kickoff. But all the way through the holiday season, downtown welcomes a little over 3 million people. From Light Up Night, going to the holiday market, and going into the new year, it is really an incredible time to be in the downtown area. You see decorations going up already. Of course, you hear the holiday songs and Starbucks and in all of our stores. So it's upon us. It's exciting.
Well, due to the construction that's going on in Market Square, the People's Gas Holiday Market is moving around this year. So give us the setup.
Yeah, so the holiday market is a people's favorite.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we know, it's also, funny enough, it's also sponsored by People's Gas. So it's very fitting. But it's moved over to the Cultural District this year for the reason that you just stated, that Market Square is under construction. And they're making incredible progress on that, I must say. And also a reminder to everyone that the restaurants in Market Square are still open. So please still go down and give them your business. But it's going to be over in the Cultural District just across the street from the Benedum Center. It's going to be on both sides of Penn Avenue. Still going to be a lot of really exciting things to see and do in the holiday market. So definitely don't shy away from coming down this year.
Well, thinking of geography, recently named by National Geographic as one of the best cities in the world to visit, have you heard or had interest in people coming here next year from other places, maybe where they've never come from before?
Yes, definitely. I think that as we continue to tell the story of Pittsburgh collectively as the community, I think there are a lot of organizations out really promoting Pittsburgh as an amazing city. This is a really incredible testament to everything that we've been talking about. This is National Geographic, one of the best known travel brands, travel platforms anywhere in the world. And they chose Pittsburgh as one of their best of the world for 2026. And we are the only city in America that was actually selected for that accolade. So it's really something that Pittsburghers should be proud of. This is incredible.
How about this? Dial back to June. We had the U.S. Open. That's a world audience. The Steelers played in Dublin, Ireland, a world audience. And then this Saturday, ESPN's Game Day comes to the North Shore, Pitt, Notre Dame, two ranked teams duking it out. And then Sunday, Steelers and Bengals. Every week, and the Steelers have been on national TV a bunch of times. And that's not counting, of course, the airport opening on Tuesday here, and then the draft coming. Other than that, we got nothing going on.
Just got goosebumps as you're listing those off, Larry. It's really incredible when you think about it. Obviously, sports is the through line to a lot of the things that are giving us international recognition. The U.S. Open, as you mentioned, everything that the Steelers have going on, the draft, et cetera. It really is incredible. We are seeing also proof in the numbers. We're looking at, obviously, the load factors for British Airways and for Iceland Air. We're seeing a lot more passengers starting to get on those planes in other markets coming to Pittsburgh. Historically, those routes have been really supported by people within this region getting on those planes and going to Europe. But we're starting to see that reverse. So it is exciting. Pittsburgh is on the map of a lot of people, or on the mind of a lot of people.
Momentum building for the Berg. Jared Bakker, thanks for playing our little game, too, and appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Larry.
Brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh. If you haven't, go to visitpittsburgh.com. I think even if you were born here, you'll be like, I didn't know that. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday at this time, we welcome the good doctor, Mike Hutchinson from Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. And you can see Doc on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Good. I see you're sporting your Pittsburgh Penguins hat. How about the Pens being in Sweden for two games,
yeah,
the first ever global series? So they play tomorrow at 2 p.m. and then Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Paul's excited because he gets to watch, right, Paul?
Yeah, I get an afternoon game on Friday and then a morning game on Sunday.
And then how about the weekend in the Berg, Doc? We got Pitt, Notre Dame, two ranked teams, national TV. And then Sunday, Steelers hoping to beat the Bengals. So we got it all going on.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend.
All right, let's get to the questions from Paula in the South Side. I'm planning my first plane trip with my cat. What's the best way to make travel less stressful for both of us? And I would imagine for the passengers, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the carrier, get the cat used to the carrier before you go. Practice. You can get a product called Feelaway, and F-E-L-I-W-A-Y. And it's a spray, and you can spray a towel. You don't spray the cat. Put it in the carrier, and you'll find that that's the pheromone that the mother cat rubs from her cheek onto you, and it calms cats incredibly well. So that will help. So it'll get used to getting in the carrier. And then if your cat's especially nervous, talk to your veterinarian about getting a safe tranquilizer, maybe something like gabapentin that will help for that plane trip. And have a cover for that carrier because that'll help keep the cat calm as well.
What
and
is
then
that?
Be prepared in case it eliminates that you can clean that up very quickly, even on the plane.
What is that pheromone called?
Feelaway, F-E-L-I-W-A-Y, like feline way, Feelaway.
And it calms you down. Paul does the same thing with bourbon. All right.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Paul.
Dr. Mike, Lauren in Dormont has a senior dog, and Lauren says that the dog's eyesight appears to be worse at night. So she's asking if there are ways to help him get around more safely as the days are getting darker.
Yeah, I love that. That's very considerate of your dog. Soft night lights can help a dog that's starting to lose night vision. That's usually the vision that goes first. And then make sure you clear up the clutter. And sometimes, you know, before you go to bed, you want to just make sure that there's not a lot of clutter in the floor. And then if you're going outside, use a leash to guide them. And they can do very, very well, even in the dark. And your, you know, leash and your calm voice is always wonderful. And if it's anything worse than that, where it's getting really anxious and panting a lot, you might want to see your veterinarian over that. But for the most part, soft night lights, a leash, and clearing the way would be good.
From Bethel Park, Brian wants to know, my dog's nose sometimes bleeds in the dry winter air. Is this a common issue? And what can you do about it at home for relief?
You know, when you tell me dry winter air, I'm thinking that the nose is cracking. I'm not thinking of the nose bleeding from the inside. And if I'm wrong, I apologize. But if it's cracking, a humidifier is certainly helpful. And also a soft, like lanolin, vitamin E oil, bag balm, I like a lot. Things like that to help moisturize it. If it is bleeding, a cold compress will help, if that's what you're asking me. If it's coming inside, please see your veterinarian over that because a lot of things can be going on with the nosebleed, and especially if it's frequent, and you need to find out what's going on there. But if it's cracking from the dry winter air, which is that's what it sounds like, those softeners help a lot.
A big bag balm supporter, I know, Doc, over the years.
Yeah.
What is bag balm?
So bag balm is just a combination. It's been around for over 100 years. Lanolin, peanut oil, and it penetrates the epidermis, the outside layer. And that's been shown in several studies. And it carries a natural antibiotic in, quinoline. That's why I like it. They're studying that on these MRSA bugs, on super bugs. So it's an incredible, I talk about it a lot. It's like duct tape. There's 1,000 uses, you know, abrasions, diaper rashes, things like that. Well, ask your doctor about that. We used it on diaper rashes. And those kinds of things on dogs and cats, it's wonderful. And, yeah, they'll lick it, but if you rub it in fairly well, and you can rub it in quickly, like I said, it absorbs, and if they lick it, it doesn't hurt them at all. You don't want to give it to them in the mouth, but it's a very safe product to use on your pets. We always have it around our house.
Dr. Mike, we just got an email from listener Jay who says he has a tip for Larry and Dr. Mike about tick removal, and I want to know what you think about this.
I'm all ears.
He was at the ER last night to have an engorged tick removed, and he says the doctor used a drop of Dawn dish detergent, and the tick backed out within a few seconds.
This has been Dr. Mike. I'm going to give you credit, Doc. You've been saying this for years.
Yeah, Dawn dish detergent works good. Any dish detergent, really, works very, very well. A cotton ball soaked in that. Or if you want to just put it directly on, yes, that's fine. And, yeah, they don't like that, so they back out. That works on a lot of bugs. I like it a lot. So that's a good trick.
So we need to get you – we need to get Paul one of those tool belts that has a little bottle of Dawn dishwasher liquid and then – bag balm and then Listerine in the other side.
All those things are good in that first aid kit, right?
That's right. All right, Doc, have a great weekend, and we'll talk next Thursday, and we'll get some safety around Thanksgiving tips from you and questions.
All right, that sounds great.
All right, my best to Beth, and I'll see you soon.
Same.
Go to kdkradio.com.
President Trump signed into law last night a bill to reopen the government and continued to blame Democrats for the shutdown.
This cost the country $1.5 trillion, this little excursion that they took us on. Republicans never wanted a shutdown and voted 15 times for a clean continuation of funding.
Bottom line is people need to get back to work, get their benefits, get travel in order, and we get ready for the holidays.
Also, yesterday afternoon, Governor Josh Shapiro signed the long-overdue state budget into law. The governor said negotiations recently intensified.
Our conversations, I think it was last week or maybe 10 days ago, where we were doing two-a-days. It was like Eagles or Steelers training camp, and we were doing two-a-days.
Well, we just talked in this hour to Republican State Senator Kim Ward. She kind of laid out her thoughts on getting to this point, and then yesterday, Democratic leader Jay Costa. So we got both sides, and bottom line is, when are people getting the funding that they're awaiting? And
she said almost immediately.
Both said almost immediately, so hopefully that's the case.
Pirate star Paul Skeens was named National Cy Young Award winner last night and was asked what he's aiming for next season.
Give up less runs, throw more innings, strike more guys out, walk less guys. There's always better. Bob Gibson had like a 1.12 ERA in whatever year that was. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Paul, you're pretty cool too. How about him saying, you know, and naturally, he's the best pitcher in baseball. Everybody wants him. Rumors are something about the Yankees, and he said, quote, my goal is to win with the Pirates. So hopefully ownership, Bob Nutting, can find a way to loosen the purse strings, get some more talent in here in the form of bats. And
yes, please.
Yes, please. Yeah. Yes, please. But kudos to Paul Skeens, and what a joy it is to watch that young man pitch. It's so much fun. By the way,
he's got 7 different pitches, you know.
3 months, pitchers and catchers will report to spring training in Bradenton.
Mm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.